yesterday's attacks on other things.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
خوشحالم که اولین سفر خارجی سال 95 به یک کشور دوست مسلمان و همسایه من و کشوری که اونها هم نوروز رو گرامی می‌دارند.
March 25, 2016. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is flying to neighboring Pakistan in a landmark visit. The trip is aimed at discussing ways to further strengthen trade and economic relations. It comes after two official visits to Tehran by Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Through a progressive reconciliation diplomacy, both countries have come closer to each other in the last few years to show once more that despite all the ebb and flow, Iran and Pakistan will stay side by side as they have for decades and centuries. February 1979, the Islamic Revolution of Iran, under the leadership of Ayatollah Khomeini, overthrew Mohammad Reza Shah to establish a state on the foundation of Islam and democracy. While the world was still making its mind about the new government, Pakistan was among the first to recognize the revolutionary state in Iran. September 1980. Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein invaded Iran to wage a war that lasted for 8 years. Many Western countries, along with regional states, stood behind the Iraqi strongman. But again, Pakistan remained neutral with pro-Iranian sentiments. June 3, 1989, Tehran. Ayatollah Khomeini, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, died, suffering 5 heart attacks in just 10 days. In sympathy, Pakistan ordered 10 days of state mourning. Perhaps the first major political cleavage between Iran and Pakistan came after the Soviet war on Afghanistan, with the emergence of the Taliban, a group of militants trained and sponsored by Pakistan and the US during the war. The Taliban, who held power in Afghanistan from 1996 to 2001, enforced a strict interpretation of Sharia law in the country. The 9/11 attacks on the United States brought once again Iran and Pakistan close to each other as the latter gave up its support of the Taliban. However, the American pressure, the complexity of the Afghanistan situation, the growing discord between the US and Iran concerning its nuclear program, along with the Western economic sanctions against Iran, did not allow the two countries to take full advantage of the opportunities that became available after 9/11. Still, against such a backdrop, both Iran and Pakistan cooperated in shared multilateral initiatives, such as the Economic Cooperation Organization, the Non-Aligned Movement, and the D8 Group of Developing Nations, and shared a number of joint regional concerns.
ما با هر کس که در مبارزه با داعش و گروه‌های تروریستی که سلاح رو به شکل نامشروع علیه حکومت‌های مشروع و علیه مردم اون حکومت‌ها و علیه جهان اسلام برمی‌داره مبارزه غیر تصنعی داشته باشه ما باش متحدیم.
In 2014, the two countries agreed to joint operations against terrorists and drug traffickers in the border regions. The US invasion of Afghanistan and its long occupation of the country created a breeding ground for terrorist groups and drug cartels, endangering the peace and security of the region.
all to deter the menace of drug cultivation and drug trafficking. This is not only a major public health challenge, but also, and more importantly, a main source of income for extremism and terrorist groups. Thus, the international community should especially support the Triangular Initiative on Cooperation on Countering Narcotics among Afghanistan, Iran, and Pakistan.
On July 14, 2015, Iran and the P5 Plus One reached a nuclear agreement, dubbed the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, according to which all nuclear-related sanctions imposed on Iran by the European Union, the UN Security Council, and the US had to be lifted. 1 month later, in August, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif visited Pakistan as part of a multi-country tour to explore opportunities for greater economic and security cooperation in the region.
We also talked about economic cooperation, the fact that the implementation of JCPOA within the next few months will enable Iran and Pakistan to remove the hurdles that have impeded cooperation between the two countries.
There is no doubt that the security and economic well-being of Pakistan and Iran, as two regional powers, are closely linked, and both have been a source of strength to each other in dealing with important regional security issues. Now, with the Western sanctions against Iran being lifted, the two countries have redoubled their efforts to promote cooperation in various fields.
اهم پروژه‌هایی که بین دو کشور مطرح است مورد بررسی و توافق قرار دادیم در زمینه انرژی که ایران میتونه و در آینده هم خواهد تونست تأمین کننده همه نیازهای انرژی کشور پاکستان باشه در زمینه نفت، در زمینه گاز، در زمینه برق و همچنین سایر نیازمندی‌هایی که در این زمینه وجود داره ایران آمادگی داره.
From our point of view also, of course, we have a large number of possibilities of energy, Iran-Pakistan gas pipeline and a number of other projects which have been affected by these sanctions. So as soon as sanctions are removed, we can start very rapidly to implement those agreements.
The Iran-Pakistan gas pipeline project is a case in point. Iran has completed its part of the gas pipeline project with more than $2 billion worth of investment. But Pakistan has fallen behind the target to take delivery of gas, initially scheduled for 2014. The project has been designed to alleviate Pakistan's crippling energy shortages. Rouhani's recent trip to Pakistan heralded a new chapter in the history of Iran-Pakistan relations. In the presence of the new Iranian president and Pakistani premier, the two countries' officials signed six documents for cooperation in different fields of trade and commerce, insurance, culture, higher education, health and medicine.
علاوه بر مسائل امنیتی و مسائل اقتصادی و مسائل زیرساختی ما دو کشوری هستیم که دارای فرهنگ بسیار نزدیکی به یک دیگر هستیم هر دو مسلمانیم فرهنگ اونها اساساً با فرهنگ ایرانی بسیار اشتراک داره زبان فارسی حتی خط فارسی در بسیاری از اقوام اونها همین امروز هم متداول هست
A historic opportunity presents itself for both Iran and Pakistan to make the most of the new circumstances. The two countries are moving closer to forge a new partnership with each other that will be of great benefit to the whole region.